Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Divers will be back in the Potomac River today, resuming their search for victims of the passenger jet military helicopter crash near Reagan National Airport Wednesday night. 67 lives were lost. Sources tell CBS News 40 bodies have been recovered so far, along with the plane's two black boxes. Investigators hope they will reveal what happened seconds before the disaster. The National Transportation Safety Board's Todd Inman.
We want to make sure we get it right. We take our time. We involve a lot of people, a lot of parties. That's the best way to make sure that we don't let tragedies like this happen again.
There have been years worth of warnings about Washington, D.C.'s jam-packed airspace.
Robert Sumwalt, who was an airline pilot for 24 years, is now a CBS News transportation safety analyst.
How did the lateral spacing of the regional jet and the helicopter, how did that get so tight that it was just a matter of feet that they were separated by?
Sumwalt says in crashes like this, there is almost always more than one contributing factor. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Among the victims of the crash, figure skaters, family members, and coaches returning from a skate camp in Wichita. Patrick Blackwell lost friends from his club in Boston.
I couldn't believe it at first, but after reality sets in, it's tragic.
One of President Trump's most controversial cabinet nominees, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for health secretary, faced a second day of tough confirmation hearings. One Republican senator still has doubts. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Senator Bill Cassidy is a physician and says he's concerned by Kennedy's misleading arguments about vaccines.
If you come out unequivocally, vaccines are safe, it does not cause autism, that would have an incredible impact.
But earlier, Kennedy said he'd first have to see the data.
If you show me data, I will be the first person to assure the American people that they need to take those vaccines.
The FDA has approved the first new pain drug in more than 20 years. This one, Journavx, is not an opioid, which comes with the danger of addiction. It works by intercepting pain signals before they reach the spinal cord instead of acting directly on the brain. More than two dozen music stars got together in L.A. to raise money for the victims of this month's wildfires. Joni Mitchell and the Red Hot Chili Peppers performed.
Good morning, let me sip it, pop, what's
poppin'. Alanis Morissette, too. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Mr. Zimmer will have a board game of the week and review today's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today, but still not a bad day. Mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 17. On Saturday, more clouds than sun. Cooler, a high near 30. A bit breezy as well. And then snow likely Saturday night. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday, our Week in Review panel, a mix of journalists and an attorney, because we need one to track the legal minefield put in place by the Trump presidency.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Boy, I sure hope you enjoyed yesterday, because that's about the end of that kind of weather for Wisconsin. Welcome in on a finally Friday morning, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. And of course, farmers are all about weather. Let me tell you what's in store today. Not nearly as warm as the record-breaking Thursday we enjoyed, but today we'll still see highs touch out right around 41 degrees. There's a lot of fog out there this morning, so exercise caution if you're headed out early. Winds today out of the northeast, 10, gusting to 25 miles an hour, and there is a possibility of rain until about 8 o'clock this morning. For tonight, down to around 22. Saturday, cloudy, highs near 35. Saturday night, we've got a chance of snow coming in probably before midnight. Overnight lows on Saturday, probably down to around 30 degrees. Sunny on Sunday, highs around 49. And then Monday, a chance of snow in the forecast. Cloudy skies expected, highs around 33. So we're up, we're down, we're up again. We'll find out more about the weather details when Stu Muckrag, meteorologist, joins us in about 15 minutes. We're going to have a little fun on a Friday. Today is opening day for Green and Gold, the movie. Remember, that's a story about Buck, the dairy farmer, that's struggling in the 90s to try to stay in business, and he decides literally to bet the farm on the Green Bay Packers. I got a chance to visit with one of the people in Door County that helped to supply the animals and the equipment for the movie. Remember, a lot of it was shot in Door County. We're going to hear that story. We're also going to visit a little bit with Craig T. Nelson, who stars as Buck the dairy farmer, and his message to Wisconsin farmers and why he did the project. That's on the way.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Changes are coming to the dairy economy. We've got a new administration, which could mean some policy changes that impact agriculture. And we have a new milk pricing structure that kicks off in June. So how can you best prepare your farm for some of the risk that comes with these changes? I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Leonard Polzine joins us. He's a dairy economist with the Division of Extension, and he'll be walking us through some of the what-ifs of 2025. But first, he reminds us that dairy margin coverage enrollments are open now, which is an important tool for producers.
Correct. So dairy margin coverage, or DMC as the acronym is thrown around, is a margin protection program that's offered through USDA FSA, Farm Service Agency. So what it does is it offers a income over feed cost, or as we would say, margin, right, calculation that you can then sign up for. And then if milk prices or feed prices change, that would trigger a payment. So oftentimes we'll refer to that $9.50 coverage level, which is that tier one first level of coverage that a producer can allow. If margins fall below that level, then a payment is triggered. So a few big things to take away from this is that right now the program is a continuation of previous year's programs, right? So what that means is that since we don't have a new farm bill, we're looking at simply continuing with what we had. So what that means on the farmer level is that we're not updating any production histories. We're not having any changes to programs. It's status quo, right? But that doesn't mean that you need to not enroll. You still need to enroll. You still need to go to the FSA office and make sure you get all of your paperwork in order with them. So sign-up period starts January 29th and runs through March 31st. And again, that sign-up takes place at the Farm Service Agency office.
Now, there's projections that come out to pretty much predict when DMC would kick in. first, when do we see those, and are those even reliable? Should we rely on those to make this decision?
So a great question. For those that are interested, you can simply Google DMC or dairy margin calculator, and a website tool will pop up where you can put in all of your information, production history. It'll give you coverage levels, premium amounts that are owed, all of this, right? And then within that, it will show the forecasted payments as well through 2025. As anybody in dairy knows, it's a long time to get through all the whole year, especially when you're looking at sign-up periods, right? So right now, while it is expected that we will have positive margins through the whole entire year, when you take a look at where our current forecast is for feed price and then also for all milk price, I think there's some evidence that says, we might see these margins kind of come down a few dollars compared to where they're projected at the moment. So also, one thing is that we always have a large amount of uncertainty in the marketplace, and right now is no exception to that. So as we look at what the next year brings, I think as far as a risk management tool goes, DMC has kind of proven that it is effective, it's simple to use relative to other programs, and does seem to provide a pretty good value. So, opting out of it, is difficult to say that it's a wise choice. One interesting thing is that in years in which we've seen good forecasts for the next 12 months, the year that we had our highest payout amount of the program was also a year when we expected no payments at all, right? So encourage people to keep that in mind, right? You don't sign up for these programs to make money. You use them to manage your risk. And I think they've been effective at doing that over time.
And let's talk about risk and some of the unknowns. Well, what was an unknown, but the decision has come out. The federal milk marketing order changes beginning, June 1?
Correct, yep. So some of the implementation things are still being finessed and weeded out as we go along. But kind of the big takeaways here is that, we will see this change in make allowance on that processor side. And especially here in the upper Midwest, as we take a look at where a lot of our milk is being utilized, it's in that class 3 portion going into cheese, right? So when we take a look at the effects of federal milk marketing orders as in their entirety, right? When we look at all milk price, we're estimating about a 30 cent per hundredweight decrease in 2025 from the effects of federal milk marketing orders. And then here, like I said, in upper Midwest and Wisconsin, simply because our class 3 utilization is so much higher relative to other places, we're going to see, greater drops in that component price and also in that class 3 price. So in our component prices, we could see up to 60 cents decrease in our component price. And then that kind of comes back to a 10 cent decrease in our class 3 price.
Leonard, you reminded me before this conversation that it's not the federal marketing orders that make the dairy prices, it's the market.
So I do think it's always important to know or to note that federal orders are a mechanism in which price discovery happens, right? They don't set prices. So at the end of the day, the market still sets prices. So I think in the broader plan of risk management or our crystal ball of forecasting, some of the things that are going to make the most difference in price that we're looking at the moment, first of all, are going to be policy, right? What comes out through the new administration, what changes are going to happen, whether it's tariffs or things that that influence any sort of our trade, right? Strength of the dollar, things like this could drastically outweigh any impact that we would see from federal order changes, right? So in magnitude, right, of impact. So I think that's important to remember. And then also, as we have new processing capacity coming online, we are going to see some increased demand from the farm level milk into those new facilities, right? So I think in the short term here, we'll see some renewed demand for milk, and that will kind of be some price supportive as well. And then as we get into the second part of the year, we'll kind of see where prices fall from there.
And while there are so many unknowns for this year, we can leave the conversation on a positive note. As Leonard said, Wisconsin is primarily a class 3 milk producing state. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese, and cheese has remained a bright spot for the dairy industry.
Correct. Yep. We've seen, fairly, we'll say, steady demand on that cheese side of the market for sure. Same thing with butter, right? But the big thing there that we're still teasing out is some of our price sensitivities to these products. So the big question is, as we get more processing capacity coming online at some point in the future, say end of 2025, maybe into 2026, we would see more product physical right? Blocks of cheese, things like this, enter the market. And then the question there is, you know, what level, price level do we need to be at in order to clear those products? Okay. So demand has been consistent, right? So that's been good news. We're entering our third cheese holiday of the year here. So we have Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. So hopefully we're, you know, able to, everybody's able to do their part and keep clearing the market of cheese for that third and final holiday of the cheese year here.
Chips and queso, pizzas, all that good stuff. And then, but then we get into spring flush, and then cheese processors will be buying up, right? And starting to make cheese for the cold season.
Correct. Yep. So I do think we are going to see a decent amount of seasonality pressure, just like you're talking about, especially in the short term here, right? So the hope is that there's enough demand for producers' milk that we don't get, you know, too much of the negative impacts of that spring flush. And then also, you know, what we call the holiday hangover period, right? Where folks have already eaten their cheese and their butter for a while, right, and kind of back off on some of their purchasing. So hopefully we can make it through the next few months of that. And then as we progress through the rest of the year, again, hopefully demand stays strong and hopefully our you know, we're able to clear that final product that we make, and hopefully the demand for milk stays good.
Leonard Polzin joining us. He's a dairy economist with the Division of Extension, explaining for us some of the elements he's watching that will influence the dairy economy in 2025. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, John Dietrich joins us, Journal Sentinel investigative reporter, with his latest piece on gun violence in Wisconsin. It's important. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Ag weather update on a Friday. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, along with us. So my question for everybody this morning, how did you use your time yesterday with that gorgeous weather? You can send me your response on our talk text line, 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Maybe you took a walk on your lunch break instead of sitting inside. I was down on the UW-Madison campus at Babcock Dairy doing a food story. And guess what, Stu? The benefit of this job, I walked out with two complimentary containers of Babcock ice cream. Perfect way to enjoy the day. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not too early. Dish it up. We'll help you with it.
Yeah, it was outstanding. I appreciate Dr. Scott Rankin set me up with that. So what did you do yesterday?
Oh, let's see. I got stuck at the desk and never mind.
Yeah. So again, share with me how you spent the day. It's foggy out there this morning, dude. That's something we've got to kind of keep in the back of our mind.
That's in southern Wisconsin, especially. I mean, draw a line from just south of Prairie du Chien through Madison, Milwaukee, and areas south. In fact, dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. in the southern part of Wisconsin. A little further north, a little patchy fog, but not quite as dense as it is in the southern part of the state. And that has a lot to do with low pressure that's off to our south and a cool front right in the southern edge of Wisconsin. There's some rain just off to our south as well, all the way from northeast Kansas up into southern Iowa into Illinois. A few sprinkles or some very light rain may just graze southern Wisconsin this morning. That's about the extent that we're going to worry about that. Further north, there's going to be more sun and a nicer day. But another cool front drops in out of the northwest, and that's the one that is going to lead to a little precipitation. And I think we have to look further north first and say, like, Park Falls from Saturday night into Sunday could see several inches, maybe up to 3 or 4 inches of snow accumulate. Maybe far northeast Wisconsin seeing the same. The rest of us not quite going to be that way. A little snow, wet snow with some rain mixing in. That may develop later Saturday further north, be around into Saturday night. Less than an inch for most of us, but that far northern part of the state may add up more. Temperatures cool a bit as that system moves through. Warming up again Sunday. Still a little small precipitation chance wrapping up the weekend or starting us into the day Monday. Temperatures next week, though, will be cooler. Nothing record like yesterday. In fact, it's going to sound a little more like February as we head on toward the end of the week with a little colder air and maybe another chance or two for some snow on during the week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller Milk Receiver Pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session. And don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
All right, welcome back. I'm getting some interesting responses on our talk text line this morning on how you used that beautiful weather yesterday. Somebody did some GPS mapping on their field borders, Stu, getting ready for the new crop year.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis by Brownsville said he had a neighbor plant 24 rows of soybeans next to his house. Now that'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm guessing that you're not holding out a lot of hope for a bumper crop on those beans.
No, but hey, somebody had a start.
Yeah, that's right. Let me know what you're doing. 877-301-FARM. Go ahead. Give us the forecast for the weekend.
All right. Well, it was a dandy records yesterday. 56, the new record high at Milwaukee, 57 at Madison, 58 at La Crosse. And our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update is calling for some sun today. Clouds in the south. Of course, that dense fog advisory till 9 in the south. Maybe a sprinkle. Some sunshine further north. Sun breaks through later on in the south as well. And for all of us, not sounding too bad. A lot of upper 30s and low 40s with northeast winds could gust up near 20 and 25. Partly cloudy tonight. We fall into the upper teens north, very low 20s south. A bit of a cooler night. Our northeast wind at 5 to 10. A little sunshine north, more clouds south. Maybe that little light snow or a rain-snow mix in far northern Wisconsin later Saturday. Temps in the low and mid-30s with southeast winds becoming more east and west, or coming more west, I should say, as we had later in the day. That chance of precipitation Saturday night, Pam. Partly sunny Sunday and a little little nicer, mid and upper 40s for highs with the south wind. But even Friday night, maybe a little light rain and snow just to make it slick for Monday.
Figures. It's not hard enough to be Monday. Then we've got that too. All right, Stu.
Well, sure. You got to have a little bit as a challenge.
Yes, sure. All right, buddy. Well, I'll talk to you on Monday. We'll see what's happening.
All right, have a great weekend.
Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, with our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Send me your suggestions on what you did with weather yesterday, 877-301-FARM.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Divers will be back in Washington's Potomac River searching for victims of Wednesday night's plane and military helicopter crash. Investigators will examine the jet's black boxes for clues. The NTSB's Todd Inman.
Right now, we're going through the debris fields. Nothing we've seen would indicate that maybe slides or chutes were deployed. It was a very quick, rapid impact.
Sources tell CBS 40 bodies have been recovered so far. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. faced a second day of tough questioning at confirmation hearings on his bid to become health secretary, Republican Senator Bill Cassidy.
If you come out unequivocally, vaccines are safe, it does not cause autism, that would have an incredible impact.
Dozens of musicians sang in L.A. last night to help California's wildfire victims. Katy Perry performed with a choral group whose church in Altadena burned down. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think O.J. did it, including O.J. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, is a new four-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Peach Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, who will take a quiz about his beloved state of Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins with new music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Peach Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today, but still not a bad day. Mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 17. On Saturday, more clouds than sun. Cooler, a high near 30. A bit breezy as well. And then snow likely Saturday night. Right now, it's 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Heavens to Betsy, can you believe it? Tomorrow's already the first day of February. I bring that date up because agriculture needs to pay attention. February 1st was the tentative date that the Trump administration had mentioned as the beginning of their tariffs. We don't know where, we don't know what, but chances are Wisconsin agriculture could be impacted. How do you get yourself prepared for that kind of uncertainty? How do you make your business plan navigate through it? We're talking about that with Megan Roberts from Compure Financial. They've got a great webinar coming up to try to help you get the tools together to navigate these uncertain times. Stick around for that conversation. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report on the 31st day of January. Not a lot of items, historically speaking, that I've got for you this morning, but I can wish happy birthday to Justin Timberlake. He is 44 years young, and now you know. We're having some fun this morning because today is opening day for Green and Gold, the movie. Now, if you've been paying attention, you know that Green and Gold, the movie, is about a dairy farmer set in the 90s that literally bets the farm on the Green Bay Packers. Almost all of the movie was shot in Door County. Yeah, they love the scenes. They love the local farms. But there's a little bit of a challenge. How do you recreate an active dairy farm from the 90s in Door County? Well, I'll tell you what, it takes a lot of effort. And one of the fellas that stepped in to offer his assistance is named John Sawyer. John's just a regular Joe in Egg Harbor, but he turned out to be pretty important for the movie Green and Gold.
So it was really interesting how it happened. It was taking place in 1993. Yep. So they were looking for all old farm equipment, which I still have all my dad's old farm equipment, like a lot of farmers around. And they wanted to bring dairy cattle in and milk them at our farm, which I was beef cattle. And I said, geez, I know all our neighbors and cousins who are dairy farmers. So I kind of lined them up with some other people in our area and cousins. And then they did a lot of shooting the film at their dairy farms as well.
Now, how hard was that? Because if people see the movie, the barn is circa early 1990s, mid-1990s. Tell me a little bit about that process of rounding up the resources. And it's one thing to find it. It's another thing to try to make it like look like it's still working.
Yeah, so ironically, with our farm, everything hasn't changed. Like most farmers, we've kept it up. I have my dad's 1988 truck still and fix it up. And we have our old Alice Chalmers tractor. We got all the corn choppers. So all our equipment lend into what they had. And then also our other cousins, you know, and again, when you farm, you have your new choppers and all that stuff, but everybody uses the old tractor to blow every up thing in the silo. So, yeah, so it was pretty easy with all that. And Dave Grassi and his wife, Philip and Mary Bly, or our cousins, you know, their farms were just perfect for this all to happen. And again, talking about Davers and Anders, you know, David and Anders, they were just wonderful guys. I got to know their mom and dad, just really family oriented, like all of us. And that's what I think was really special about it. They really brought what farming was about and family. And that was important to us.
How much do they charge for a cow? Or how do you broker, how do you represent a herd that's got to be in a scene? I mean, was this a whole different kind of lexicon for you?
It was mainly all donated. So it was really interesting when they talked to me. You know, I still have the pipeline in our barn and the bulk tank. And I said, you know, nobody's going to bring their cows here to milk them.
Yeah.
So I said, let's talk to Philip and Mary and, other people, so they contacted other farmers in the area. And I said their farms are circa 1990s,
yeah, right.
So they're very similar. So you'll be able to shoot back and forth. So that's kind of how it all came to play, that they used all the different farms.
Now, how much time did this take?
Yeah, it was quite a bit. But again, when you do it for people that are really good people, it kind of came natural. So they needed a scene where they needed a Packer van. So I called a young guy I know, Ryan Weisgerb, up and said, hey, can you bring your Packer van over? It could be in a movie. Well, you know, Packer fans, they jump right on it. You know, I needed a car trailer because they needed help with getting a truck on a trailer. And so one day I hauled around a truck all day, and they filmed with Madison Lawler and another gentleman in the truck. So, yeah, it was a lot of time. But there was a lot of love in it, so you really, it's about giving, and we have that in our hearts to do that, so.
Oddest thing that they requested from you, or most difficult thing to acquire?
What was the oddest thing? Well, one day I had to take care of a calf the whole day because they were filming, so I had to, we had to bring a pig in, and I had a cousin, Lucy, who she brought that all over and stuff. So, yeah, there was a lot of things, and it was getting a car trailer, you know, the Packer van, and then for all the things I did, they said, hey, we'd like to maybe cast you in a part of the play or the movie, and so I got to be the antique salesman buyer. And so I have had a nice film session with Craig T. Nelson. So I'm a young farm boys from Wisconsin Packer fan, get to have a scene with Craig T. Nelson. So it was pretty special.
Boy, what a memory to keep. That's John Sawyer, just a regular Joe in Egg Harbor, Wisconsin, that turned out to be a critical partner for the producers, directors, and actors in the movie Green and Gold, which opens nationwide today. If you want to find a location or buy tickets, jump online, greenandgoldmovie.com. We'll have more with Craig T. Nelson and his message to farmers and why he did the movie. That's coming up next.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
Join Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Pam will be broadcasting on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. with Compeer Financial, located in Booth 409. Leave with more knowledge and connections with a visit with Compeer Financial. Enter to win Milwaukee tools for your farm. At 2 p.m., the broadcast continues with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board at Booth 402. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday. 40-pound block cheese gained a half at 193 and a half, while AA butter dropped a penny to 245 a pound. I'll be honest with you, corn, soybeans, wheat, and our milk contracts are all lower as we start a Friday morning. Let's pivot. We're talking about Green and Gold, the movie, which is underwritten in part by Culver's. Don't forget about that when you're looking at the website greenandgoldmovie.com, looking for those theaters that are going to be debuting the movie today and buying your tickets. Craig T. Nelson stars as Buck the dairy farmer who's struggling in the 90s to keep farming and decides to bet the farm literally on the Green Bay Packers. What you may not realize is Craig T. Nelson comes from a farming background. His family settled in Ettrick, Wisconsin. He's got friends around Wisconsin, and he said this movie is important to him. He has a deep respect for farmers, and I asked him if he had a message for our Wisconsin farmers.
You're probably the most important people that we can have in this country, and I mean that sincerely, because the value and the tradition and the beauty of what you do and the hard work, I mean, but you know, there's a resiliency in the American spirit that you carry and that we seem to have forgotten and somehow marginalized you in a way that is just heartbreaking. And I'm so proud to be a farmer's kid and part of the farm community in my heritage. And I'm also proud to have been part of something that speaks to that. And I just wish you, I wish you hope, I wish you happiness, I wish you success. And I want to tell you that you're believed in, and I hope you're blessed. And if there's anything I can do to help that, perhaps as an actor or just doing a movie that portrays you properly and that you can be proud of, that's all I can do right now.
There you go. A heartfelt message from Craig T. Nelson, the star of the movie Green and Gold, that opens nationwide today, set in Wisconsin. Take a look. You can find theaters, tickets, etc. online, greenandgoldmovie.com.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem said in her confirmation hearing CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Mr. Zimmer will have a board game of the week and review the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
They can tap into. We're talking about one of those today with a new face on the Compeer team. Her name, Megan Roberts. She is the principal quantitative and economic analyst for Compeer Financial. Glad we get a chance to visit, Megan. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you become a part of the Compeer team?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am an agricultural economist. I've spent the past over a decade in higher education, teaching college students and farmers about hot topics and agricultural economics and ag policy. And just recently this fall, I have transitioned over to Compeer Financial, hoping to do similar type work within this organization, helping to educate our farmer clients about the economy around them.
Excellent. Any university that we'd recognize, or is it in the upper Midwest?
Yeah, I spent my full career in the southern Minnesota area. I've worked there for the Minnesota State College and University System and the University of Minnesota Extension.
All right, excellent. So you know your audience for sure, and I'm sure that you're curious about what their thoughts are on this upcoming webinar. The title is Agri Mindset, Navigating Regulatory Policy Change. And man, are we swirling in that right now, Megan. Give me just a little of an overview on what you hope to discuss during that webinar.
Yeah, absolutely. In some ways, we don't know exactly what we will be discussing because so much is happening right now with a new presidential administration, the new 119th Congress. So on February 19th, just about a month from now at 1 p.m., we will have this virtual webinar, and it will be featuring some internal experts, our senior policy analyst from Compeer Financial, Ben Duncanson, along with an external expert from the Directions Group, Dave Judet. And they're going to really dive into what's going on at the federal level and then how does that impact us here in the upper Midwest on our farms. Both Ben and myself actually farm when we're not at Compeer. We both happen to be in the hog, corn, and soybean industry. And so we'll also bring a little bit of that insight as well in terms of how big decisions can then filter down to our farm gates.
Well, those big decisions, like you said, are impacting all of our bottom lines, either directly or potentially with some of the international interactings. And it's nice to know that Compeer's got such a deep bench of qualified folks to help break it down in easy to understand tidbits.
Well, that's our goal, is to take some of these somewhat complicated economic and policy decisions and try to provide information that's going to be easy to understand, that has a direct relevance to your farm or agribusiness, and give you some actionable strategies.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The days of cheap food in the United States may be gone forever. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. High food prices must mean that farmers are really raking it in, right? Actually, not right. In yesterday's show, agricultural and resource economist Dawn Thilmany from Colorado State University said labor costs have been the big mover for food prices. And she adds those increases are probably permanent.
People might need to get used to there being a new normal for food prices. So we are definitely going to see inflation continue to flatten out unless something significant happens on the supply side again. But I don't think we're ever going to see a reversal back to prices people say they were used to.
Years ago, you saw bumper stickers reading, "Never complain about a farmer with your mouth full." Thilmany shares her version of that.
This country eats really, really cost effectively. really high quality food that most of the world is completely jealous that we have access to. So as much as I understand why people are feeling this in their pocketbooks, I also always tell people to think and reflect about how lucky we are as a country that we made a set of policies to always keep our farm sector and ag sector strong, and that this is a small price to pay for never having to worry about, for the average American, how they're going to put food on the table.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday, our Week in Review panel, a mix of journalists and an attorney, because we need one to track the legal minefield put in place by the Trump presidency.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
You have an interesting article in Substack about AI.
Think about any decision, whether it's to push a button and launch a missile, or whether to hire or fire somebody in a workplace. We want the answers faster, and then we want to get to the next topic, and that's where there could be the death of wisdom.
Boy, absolutely.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. And the mayor.
We're very pleased to have Nathan Olson here, Olson Legal Group, also the sponsor of Veteran Salute.
Welcome. I want to start out with that whole thank you for your service, because we really mean that. And you hear that.
I appreciate that.
And it's really sincere. And some people say, it gets a little bit overused. What else are you going to say?
You know, I really don't know what to say when people say that, too.
Right.
Because there is a selfless service aspect to it, but.
But you appreciate it.
Yeah, you very much.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Divers are heading back out into the icy waters of the Potomac River this morning to search for more victims of Wednesday night's crash between an American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter. They've already recovered two black boxes. CBS's Chris Van Cleve spoke with the National Transportation Safety Board's Todd Inman.
Are there any signs that people tried to get out of that airplane?
We've not seen any indication of that. Of course, we're still in a recovery mode, first and foremost, to get the perishable evidence and specifically the bodies out. Once we get a little bit closer into that, we'll be able to better understand the dynamics of what may have happened upon impact.
You also have to speak to the families.
Yes.
How difficult is that part of this job?
It's not something I expected.
67 people were killed in the crash. Sources tell CBS News the remains of 40 people have been recovered. Among the victims, father of two